We begin the current daf in Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, daf Lamed Beis. We begin on the top line of the Yamud, where the Gemara continues to the next Mishnah, again, returning to the primary theme of this parag regarding the halachas of Shefer. Now, the Mishnah will introduce the different brachas that are said during the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, and that's because the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shefer is to blow it at three different times, which is Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shefer, depending on what those three different times are. And each time that you blow the Shefer, there has to be three blasts, as the Gemara will later on bring in the Brisa on Daf Lamed Gimel Beis. Now, our Mishnah will explain a machlokes exactly how do we have these three different groups of the blasts, again, which each group has three blasts in itself. So the Mishnah begins. Say the brachas. The order of the brachas of the Tefillah of Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. Eimer, first the person says, as one always starts off Shemayna Esrei with the first three brachas of Shabbach, of Avos, Ugvurois, Ukedushas Hashem. That's the bracha of Magen Avram, and then you have Mechayim Mesim, and then you have Atar Kaddish. Now, Bekoilu Malchus Simon. So the first opinion mentioned in the Mishnah says that you include Malchus, which the first three of the special brachas that we say in Rosh Hashanah of Malchus, Zochein HaShayfus, regarding Hashem's kingship, you include Malchus in those first three brachas. And you do not blow the Shefer when you say Malchus. Then Kedushas Hayyim B'Tekeh. Then you say the sanctity of the day, which is by any Yomtiv and Shabbos, you say the Kedusha of the day. Then you say that and you do blow. That's the first group of the blasts. Zechreinus V'Tekeh. Then you say the second, you say Zechreinus, which is the remembrance Psukim, and then you make the second blast. And Shefer V'Tekeh. Then you say the Psukim regarding the Shefer, and then you make the third group of blasts. That's the middle part of the Shemayna Esrei. And then Vayim, you say, as one always says, the last three brachas of Shemayna Esrei, you say Avayda, Vayda, Berachas Kanim, and you end over the bracha of Sim Shalem, that is, you have the bracha Ritzei, and Maidim, and the Berachas Kahanim. Dira B'yecha Menuri, that's the opinion of B'yecha Menuri. Amir B'kiva said to him, he says, Im Einu Tekei La Malchus, if, as you're saying, you don't blow the Shefer by the Pesukim HaMalchus, so Lama Hu Masker, why do we mention then that, if the whole pretext of saying these Pesukim are to blow the Shefer then? Ella, rather, Eimer, Avis Ugvurus Kedushas Hashem. So Kiva says, rather, you say the first three brachas, and you don't say Malchus there. But Kol Malchus and Kedushas Hayoyim B'Tekeh, rather, you include Malchus when you sanctify the day, and you do blow it Malchus. Zechreinus B'Tekeh, then you say the Pesukim of Zechreinus of Remembrances, and you blow the second group of blasts. And Shefer B'Tekeh, then you say the Pesukim of Shefer, and you do the third set of blasts. Vayim, then you conclude, Avayid Devaidah Berchus Kanim, say Ritzei, and Maidim, and Berchus Kanim. Now the Gemara explains this machlekes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yechon Menuri and Bekiva. So he said that Amar Bekiva said to Rabbi Yechon Menuri, "Im ein tekeil amalchis, if you don't blow the Shefer by the Pesuk of Malchus, salama hu mashke." That was the words he used. Then why do you mention them at all? So rather, he argued and says that you do blow by Malchus because you say Malchus together with Kedushas again. So the Gemara asked Rabbi Kiva's statement, "Lama hu mashke?" What's Rabbi Kiva saying? Why do you mention it if you're not blowing by it? Rachmanim itkar. What do you mean? The Torah tells you should mention it, as the Gemara brings a brisa later on that says you should say the Pesukim of Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shefer. So what is Rebbe Kiva saying that? Why do you say it if you're not blowing there? So Ella, rather, what Rebbe Kiva was saying was Loma Eser. Why do we say 10 Pesukim, which we're going to find that we say 10 Pesukim by Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shefer. Each one has 10 Pesukim. Why do we say 10 Pesukim of Malchus? Lema Tesha, you should only say 9 Pesukim. And the reason is, Dehoil Vishtani, since you're telling me, Rebbe Yechon Menuri, that Malchus is different than, let's say, Zechreinus and Shefer regarding the blowing of the Shefer, that you don't blow the Shefer there. So then the Shtani, then you should change it also regarding the amount of Pesukim, that it should be less than the rest. With the rest, at least you have Tekiyah Shefer, so you do 10. Here it should only be 9, and that's why he says from the fact that we see that it's also 10 Pesukim, that's what it must be, that you blow the Shefer by Malchus too. Now the Gemara brings a source for the different brachas that are said by the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. So we're talking about Lena Braisa, where, as we said, that we always start off with the bracha of Avis, Kevuris, and Kedusha. Where do we know that we start off the Shemayna Esrei that we say the bracha of the Avos? So Shanim, because it says the pasuk in Tehillim, it says Havu LaHashem, bring for Hashem, which means they mention in front of Hashem Bnei Elim, the mighty sons, which is a reference to the Avos HaKadoshim. So you should mention the Avos by the Shemayna Esrei. You should bring that and mention in front of Hashem. Now Minayin Shemim Gevuris, how do you know that you say the might of Hashem, which is the next bracha? Shanim, like it says within the pasuk Havu LaHashem Kavod V'Ayis. You should bring in front of Hashem, in other words, mention His honor and His might, which is the bracha of Gevuras. And how do you know that you always have to say the bracha of Atar Kaddish? Shanim, like it says over there in the pasuk, Havu LaHashem Kevod Shemai, bring in front of Hashem the honor of His name, Hishtachvu LaHashem, bow to Hashem, Bahadras Kaddish, in the glory of His holiness. So you see that one should mention Hashem's Kedusha. And that's why we always start off with those three brachas. Now, how do we know that we say the Hashem's kingship, His remembrances, and the Shefer in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? So, Elazar, he says, the Chassid says a pasuk in B'yikra. It says, Shabbosin, a resting, Zichron Trua, a remembrance for the blast. Mikra Kodesh, it's a holy convocation, it's a sanctified day. So, he explains as follows. The term Shabbosin, Zekedusha Sayyim, that's a reference to the sanctity of the day, which we said in the Mishnah that we mentioned Kedusha Sayyim, we're talking about the sanctity of the day. Zichron, that it says remembrances, Elo Zichronis, that's saying the Pesukim of Zichronis. Trua, when it says the blast, Elo Shefers, that was the Pesukim of the Shefer. Mikra Kodesh, when it says a holy convocation, could Sheyu Basis Malacha, means to say sanctify the day of Rosh Hashanah by not doing any work, which is the Isra of Malacha. Now, Omer B'Kiva, B'Kiva said to Belazza, he says, why are you interpreting the Pasuk that way? Why don't you first start off the interpretation of the Pasuk when it says rest? It actually means shvus, it means resting. In other words, coming to say what you said, the last thing of Mikra Kodesh, why don't you say that's what the first part of the Pasuk was saying regarding not doing Malacha, which is primary, and therefore it makes sense to interpret Shabbai Pasuk HaKasab Tchila, that this is also what the Pasuk's opening with. Since the first thing in the Pasuk, you should say that the primary thing of Rosh Hashanah, which is not to do Malacha, should also be first, because that's also primary. So Ella, rather, he argues and he says as follows. So Shabbosin is Kadshei Basis Malacha. That's a reference to desisting, to sanctify Rosh Hashanah by not doing any Malacha. Zichrein, Elu Zichreinus, that's a reference, as he said, to Zichreinus. Trua, like he said, is Elu Shefers, it's a Shefers. Mikra Kodesh is the reverse of the other one, Zukadusha Siyam, that's saying the sanctity of the day. Again, that's what we mentioned in the davening regarding the Kedushas of Rosh Hashanah. So there we mentioned Zichreinus and Shefers. But now the Gemara has Benayin Shem and Malchus. How do you know that you mentioned also the Psukim of Malchus? So tell me what in the Braisa. Rabbi Yemer, there's a pasuk in the Yukah that says, Ani Hashem Likechem, I am Hashem your God, which that's talking about in the pasuk of La'onim V'la'ger Tazim, that you should leave the gifts for the poor people. Now, near that pasuk, it says, U'b'chedish HaShvi'en, that in the seventh month, which is a reference to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, so Zu Malchus, so from the fact that it has the term Ani Hashem Likechem right next to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, Ani Hashem Likechem says, I am Hashem your God, that's a reference of saying that I am the Lord over you, that's a reference to Hashem's kingship, so you see that you should mention the Malchus by Rosh Hashanah. Basically, Yehuda Aimer, he argues, says, Ein etzach, you don't need that pasuk. Because Arayu Aimer, there's another pasuk in Mamidbar that says, V'hoyu lechem lezikaren lefnei alekechem, that this should be a remembrance for you in front of your God. Now, She'en tamalem, I don't need the pasuk to end off, Ani Hashem lekechem, Hashem your God, because it already said in front of your God. So why does it end off with those words? U'ma tamalem Ani Hashem lekechem, zebona av, it's a building block, which teaches, L'chol mokim she'nimam b'zuchrein, it's coming to teach a rule throughout, that wherever it mentions remembrances, which is what that pasuk is talking about, and it's also mentioning Ani Hashem Lekechem, which is a reference to Malchus, that Yiyu Malchus Imam, that always there should be Malchus wherever there's Zuchreinus. Now, that's how he says, we know that you mentioned Malchus in Rosh Hashanah, because since we said that you mentioned Zuchreinus, this other Binyanav is teaching a general rule for throughout, that wherever you say Zuchreinus, you mention Malchus with that too. Now the Gemara continues, V'heichen Oimer L'Kedush HaSiyam. Now, where in davening do you mention the sanctity of the day of Rosh Hashanah? So Tanya Lin the Brisa, it's actually Machlekes. Rebbe Yom, he says, Im HaMalchis Oimer. You say it together with when you mention the Psukim of Malchis. And he explains why. He says, Mamet Tzin M'chol Malkim B'Revi. It's just like we find that we always say the Kedush HaSiyam in the fourth bracha, because generally in the Yom Tov, there's seven brachas. So they have the first three, which you always say, davening the Shabbat, then you have the last three, which is Haidah, and you have the one middle bracha, which is the fourth one. So Avkam Revi is here also on Rosh Hashanah, when the fourth thing that you're saying is Malchus, so, but that's the fourth one, so you're going to mention the Kedusha Siyam there also. Pshemim Lilaimer, he argues, says, Im HaZachreinus Amr. You say the Kedusha Siyam, when you say the Psukim, the next, after Malchus, you say that of the Zachreinus. And he explains why too. He says, because Mametzinim Chomokim Be'emtza, because just like you find generally on the Yom Tov that you say the Kedusha Siyam in the middle, because you generally have seven, so you have three in the beginning, three at the end, and the middle one is the one that you say it by. So Avkan B'Emtza, here also where in Rosh Hashanah you actually have nine brachas, so it comes out that the fifth one is the middle one, so you don't say by the fourth one, which is generally by regular Yom Tov, the fourth one is the middle one, which would be Malchus, you say it here by the fifth one, which that's the middle one now. Now the Gemara brings a story related to our Mishnah regarding the Halacha. It says, that when they sanctified the new year, the Bezdin, which was where the Sanhedrin was in Usha, which means to say that they made it a new year, meaning it was the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of Tishrei. So Yarjer B'Yechim and Berekel went down to daven for the Amid. Now, the reason why it's saying the term Yarad is because it's a mitzvah to daven in a very low place, Mimamakim. So when he went to daven for the Amud in front of Shimon Gamliel, he was V'asik Rebbeich Benuri. He followed the halacha of Rebbeich Benuri in Amishnah, where he said that you have the Kedusha Sayyim together with the Malchis, but and you don't do any Tekiyas at that point. So Amalei Rebbe Shimon told them, says, Lo hayu noigin kein b'yavne. This is not how they accustomed themselves in my days of my father when the Sanhedrin was in Yavne. They didn't do like Rebbeich Benuri. Now, Liyam Hasheni, the second day, Yard Rebbe Chanina b'noish Rebbe Yisak Lili, V'asik Rebbe Kiva, and he followed Rebbe Kiva, that he said it by Malchias, and he blew the Shaifer. Now, Amr Shem Gomliel, Kacha yu noigin b'yavne, this is how they were accustomed to do in Yavne. The Gemara asks on this, Lememer de Meshim Gamliel Rebbe Kiva Srila, is that to say, as he seems to say, that he holds Rebbe Kiva, where that you say it together with the Malchis and then you do the Tekiyas? But Vom Rebbe Kiva, but Rebbe Kiva said, we find that actually argues in Rebbe Kiva. Because Rebbe Kiva said, Malchis and Kedushas Hayyam Almahu. He says that you say Malchis with Kedushas Hayyam and you blow. But Meshim Gamliel, I mean, he argues and he says, Kedushas Hayyam im Zachrainis Almahu. You don't say Kedusha Hashem with Malchias, you say it together with Zechreinus, as we just mentioned before, regarding what's considered the middle or the fifth bracha. So how can he say that after he followed Rebbe Kiva, he says, oh, this is the way you're supposed to do it. But he argues. So Amr B'zir says that regarding that component, he argues on him, regarding where you say Kedusha Hashem, do you say it with Malchias or Zechreinus? What he did say that was like Rebbe Kiva was Lema Shetikin LaMalchias. It was regarding the idea that you blow the Shefer by Malchis. Now, Rebbe Kiva holds you have Malchis with Kedusha Hashem and you blow there. Now, he argues regarding that you don't have Kedusha Hashem by Malchis, but Zechreinus. But regarding the blowing of Malchis, that's what he agrees to him that you do, not like Rebbe Yechmanuri of Amishnu, who says that you don't blow by Malchis. Now, there it was said that Lo Yem Hashem Yard Rebbe Chanina, on the second day Rebbe Chanina went down to Daven the Amud, and he was said, oh, he did like Rebbe Kiva, and he says, that's the way they used to do it. Now, the Gemara wonders, my Sheni, what does it mean the second day? If it means to say the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the only time you have a second day of Rosh Hashanah is if you went and you made the day 30 of El into the first day, and the second day of Lamed Aleph was the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, Lememer de Brula El, so the Gemara is asking, what that would have to mean is that you extended the month of El, and you had really, Rosh Hashanah ended up being, because there's no really 2 days of the beginning of the year. Really means to say that the 31st day was Rosh Hashanah, and 30th day where we were noig out of Suffolk, then maybe it's Rosh Hashanah, maybe not, but it turns out that it really was part of El, and the 30th day was extended to El, and that's how you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah to have Yom Sheni. But the Gemara asks, how can you say that it was a second day of Rosh Hashanah? But V'amar Reb Chanina Bar Kahana, he said, Mimais Ezra Ve'elech, from the days of Ezra and onward, where this is much after that, Le'mitzina El Mu'uber, we never found an El to be extended to be 30 days, it was only 29 days, which means that there was always only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So how can you say that the second day he went in Davar the Amud when there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah? So Rav Chizkiah says, "My Sheni, what did it mean second? L'yoyim Sheni to the second day means Lashon Haba. It means to say the following year, meaning the second day, meaning this year, 1 day, and next year, another day. Then he did like Rebbe Kiva, and he says, oh, great. Again, as we explained, not regarding to where you say Kedusha Sayyim, but regarding that you do the Tekiyas by Malchias, not like Rebbeich Manuri. Now the Gemara continues to the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the Seda Habrachas, again regarding the Tekiyas. So he said that Ein Peichsin Ma'asar Malchis, we don't say less than 10 Psukim of Hashem's kingship. Ma'asar Zachrein is from 10 Psukim of Hashem's remembrances. And Ma'asar Shafar is from 10 Psukim regarding to the Shafar. Rebbeich Manuri, I mean, he says that Im Amar Gimel Gimel Kulon, if you say only 3 of all of them, then Yatsi, you have fulfilled even though you didn't say 10 of each. Now, the Gemara asks, Hani Asar Malchias connected me. Who are these, why 10 Pesukim do we say of Hashem's kingship? So Amar B'Levi, or B'Levi says, the Girsa adds on Levi, that connected Asar Hilulim, Sh'Amar David B'Sevi Tilmi. It's correlating to the 10 Hilulim, David says, Haleluka, that he says in Sefer Tilim. To which the Gemara asks, Halelukim Tuvah, what do you mean? It's much more than 10 Halelukas. So that the Gemara answers, no, Hanach Tech, it's reference to that, which it says 10 times Halelu in Perikov Nun in Tilim. Of Halleluhu b'seker shayfer, that you should praise Hashem with the blowing of the shayfer, which is, it's the parak of Halleluhu kel b'kadshay, where since it says take a shayfer, so we say that parak, which it says 10 times, and that's why we mention the 10 times that you mention Hashem's kingship. That's one source why we say 10 psukim of Malchias. Rav Yosef Amar, he says the second interpretation. He says Keneged Aser Sadibris Shenemar Lo Moshe B'Sinai. It's regarding the Ten Commandments, which was said to Moshe Rabbeinu by Sinai. Why? Because there, since it says Shafer by the Tkiyah, by that when they gave the Torah by Har Sinai, which was Ten Commandments, it has Shafer. That's why we say 10 times Malchus. V'yechin Amar, he says a third interpretation. He says Keneged Aser Mamoris Shebehen Nivro Olam. It's regards to the 10 utterances of Hashem with which the world was created. Now, since, at least according to one interpretation, the world was created on Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah, so therefore that correlates to the Asar Mamoris, and that's why we say 10 psukim of Hashem is Malchus. To which Gemara asks, Hainin, the word of the Asar Mamoris, when it says Vayomer, it says the words Vayomer, and Hashem said, and Hashem said, and Hashem said, where there's 10, and therefore we say it's called Asar Mamoris, and that's why we have 10 phrases of Hashem's kingship. But the Gemara asks, Vayomer the Bereishis Tesav, actually, it only says Vayomer 9 times, not 10. So the Gemara answers, no, Bereishis Namim Raimahu. Actually, the term Bereishis in the beginning was also an utterance, and that is, although it doesn't say Vayomer, that Hashem said that it should be Shemayim, it says if it was, because the heaven and earth was also created with Amira, not with Hashem's hand, so to speak. Like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Bidvar Hashem, that with the word of God, Shemayim Nasu, the heavens were made. So therefore, although it doesn't say Vayomer over there, it says that it was only Bereishis that it was Shemayim Aretz. But since we know there was also what Hashem's statement from that Pasuk in Tehillim, so there was Asar Mamaris, and that's why this third interpretation says that we said 10 times Hashem's Malchus. Now, Rabbi Yechon Nuri said that Im Amar Shalosh Shalosh Mekulin Yasev, you didn't say 10 of each, you only said 3 of each, you'll fulfill your chiv. Now, Ibailu, the Gemara had the following question. Hechig Tani. This that Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri said that if he say 3 of all of them, of all of what was he talking about? In other words, there's really 2 things that we're talking about. We're saying that there's 3 groups of Malchus, Zechen, and Shafer. Now, in each group, you say Psukim from Ter, Nevim, and Ksuvim. So now, what was he saying when you say 3 of them? In other words, was it going on the 3 of Ter, Nevim, and Ksuvim? That is, he was saying Shalosh min HaTeira, Shalosh min HaNevim, V'Shalosh min HaKsuvim, Davatesha, which will come out that you're saying 9 Psukim in each one of Malchus, Zechen, and Shafer. And what comes out is that he's only 1 less than the first opinion, where they said you have to have 10, and he says, no, it's enough even if you have 9. Was that what he was saying, that if you have 3 of each, meaning in each group of Malchus and Chayin Shreifus, you say 3 of Torah, 3 of Nevim, 3 of Ksuvim, because that's how the other opinions have 10, we have 3 of each and 1 extra pasuk, and he's saying you only need 9? A dilma, or maybe, this that he said that you have 3 of each, was actually going in Malchus, Zechenus, and Shreifus. You can have only 3 psukim for Malchus, 3 for Zechariah, 3 in Sheferis, which that comes out that Echad min HaTorah, the Echad min Avim, the Echad min HaKsuvim, the Havi Elohu Shalish, where it comes out that actually each one of Malchus, Zechariah, and Sheferis are going to have 3 Vigim and Aituvim. Then there's a big difference between him and them. They say you have to have 10 in each, which is 3 of Torah, 3 in Avim, 3 of Ksuvim, and 1 other pasuk. And he's saying that no, you only have to have 3 in Malchus, 1 of Torah, 1 of Avim, and Ksuvim, so then there's a differential of 7? Or is it, as we said before, that, no, he's saying 3 of each of Torah, and Avim, and Ksuvim, and you don't need an extra pasuk, and he's saying 9, and they're saying 10. So the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here, right, the town, like, learn the Braisa. Says, Ein Peichsin Masor Malchus, Masor Zechreinis, Masor Shefaris, as we said, the Tanakama in the Mishnah, that can't have less than 10 of each, 10 psukim for each of these categories. Now, the Im Omar Shavah Mekulan Yasev, he said 7 of each, it's valid. And the reason is Keneged Shevir Kiyim, it goes regarding to the 7 skies that there are going up to Shemayim. B'yech Menuri Omar, he says, HaPechis LaYivchis Mishavah, whoever does less should not do less than 7. Now, Im Omar Shalash Mekulan Yasev, but if you did do 3 of each, you have fulfilled your Chiyiv too. And that's Keneged Ter Nevim Ksuvim, that correlates to Ter Nevim Ksuvim. Bamilan, some say that 3 correlates Keneged Kam Levim Yisrael. Now, if you would entertain to say that it was like the first option, that he was saying 9 and they were saying 10, which means you have to have 3 from Torah, 3 from Nevim, and 3 from Ksuvim for each one, for Malchus, Chayin, and Shafers, then what that comes out is that when he said that you have 7, that would mean to have 7 of Torah, 7 of Nevim, 7 from Ksuvim, which would come out of the Rechim Nuri, is actually saying more than the rest. He's saying you're having 21, and they're saying you only have to have 10. And therefore it's obvious that he's not saying to have 3 of Torah, 3 of Nevim, 3 from Ksuvim, but rather 3 for the entire Malchus, which means to say 1 of Torah, 1 of Avim, and 1 of Ksuvim. So Amar Rav Huna Mashmol, he says, Halacha k'birchim nuri, halacha v'al k'birchim nuri, that if he only said 3 for Malchus, 3 for Zechariah, 3 for Sheferis, and that means 1 of Torah, 1 of Avim, and Ksuvim, one has fulfilled his chiyuv. Now the Gemara brings the next Mishnah, which clarifies the halachas of the previous Mishnah. Imas Kirin, we do not mention, although we say you should mention Zichrenis Malchus Faris, but we don't mention Zikarin of Zikarin Malchus B'Shefer Shel Paramis. We don't mention Psukim, although it's mentioning Hashem's remembrances, his kingship, and the Shefer, if it's about punishment. Another halacha, Maschel B'Teru Masham Anavi. When we say that you say these Psukim, you begin with Psukim of Taira, of from the Chumash, and you conclude with the Pasuks of the Prophets. He says, if you concluded with the Pasuk of Torah, you have also fulfilled your chiv, even though you didn't conclude with the Pesukim of Navi, which you have Ksuvim in the middle, and you conclude with Navi. Now, the Gemara continues on Amud Beis and clarifies our Mishnah, that we said that you shouldn't say Pesukim of Malchus, Zechrenis, and Shefaris, of Paranis, of punishment. So the Gemara explains, what would that be? So Malchus, Pesukim of kingship of punishment, would be Kigayin, like a Pasuk in Yechazkel, that says, Chai ani nu'um Hashem lekim. Hashem, the God, says that as long as I am alive, it says, if not for a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with an outpouring of fury, that I will rule over you. So it talks about Malchus, but it's that of punishment. Now, the Gemara says, even the Rav Nachman says, that halavai, so to speak, wouldn't it be great if Hashem would get at least that anger on us so that He could redeem us? And Hashem says, I'm going to take you by hook or by crook and I'm going to rule over you. And we're like, please Hashem, please do that. But in spite of that, but kiven de berischa amr, since the pasuk is mentioned in the way of anger, at kuri rischa berishat lemekrin, we don't mention in the beginning of the year terms of anger. So though we would want this, but we don't mention such a pasuk in Rosh Hashanah. So that's Malchus of punishment. Zikaran, psukim of remembrance of punishment, Kigayin would be like a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Vayizkir ki basar hema, that he remembered that they're just flesh, v'goyim etc., which again is a derogatory remembrance. Shefer, pasuk of punishment of Shefer, Kigayin would be like a pasuk in Hosea that says, Tiku Shefer begive v'goyim, the blow the Shefer and give, etc., where there it says, Chatzaisa barama hariyu be'savan acharecha binyamin, where they're going to be pursuing after binyamin, again the term of punishment with a reference of a Shefer. Now, Avalim Baloimer Malchus Zikaran B'Shefer Shal Paranis Shalev Tikachavim. However, the Gemara does tell us, if you're coming to mention Pesukim of Malchus Zikaran B'Shefer's of punishment of the idol worshippers, then I mean those Pesukim you could say. For example, Malchus Kagain, the term of Malchus of punishment of the Avdei Vodazara would be like a pasuk in Tehillim that says Hashem Malch Hashem has reigned, Yir Gizu Amim, the nations should tremble. Or Kagain, for example, another pasuk in Tehillim that says Hashem Melech Ein Vad, Hashem rules forever. Avdu Goyim Eretzei, the nations get lost from his land. Zikaran Kagain, for example, Pesukim of punishment for the idol worshippers of remembrance would be a pasuk in Tehillim. And the pasuk says, "Zochar Hashem libnei Edom, remember Hashem for the sons of Edom, begaim etc." Where it says, "Asim Yerushalayim," which is when they will be punished. Shefer kagain, punishments of the non-Jew of the idol worshippers of Shefer would be like a pasuk in Zechariah that says, "Vashem elikim b'Shefer yiska," that Hashem, the God, will blow on the Shefer. V'holach b'saris tem, he will go with a southern tempest, a storm. Seven, it says a pasuk in Zechariah, "Hashem tzavokis yogin aleim," that Hashem, the Lord of hosts, should protect them. So you see this idea about the punishment that comes with the shefer of the idol worshippers, and that you could say. Additionally, halacha, emaskirin zecharin shel yachid. Although we say psukim of zecharinis, you can't mention even a positive, you don't mention the remembrances of an individual. Kugain, for example, a pasuk in Tehillim, which you would not count, of zecharin Hashem b'tzein amecha, remember me, an individual, in the willingness of your nation. Again, we don't say that as the psukim. For example, the pasuk in Nehemiah that says, "Zachor li alekaylatav, remember me, my God, for goodness." Again, you won't say that because it's only the zechreinus of the rabbim l'tayv. Now, the Gemara brings a pikdaynus harein kizechreinus. The term pikdayn, which is also a term of remembrance, is included in this halacha of mentioning pesukim of zechreinus. It doesn't have to say the actual term zikaron. It could also mention the term pikdayn. Again, like a pasuk in Bereishis that says, "Vashem pakad asar," that Hashem remembered Sarah, which was for the good to have a child. Again, like it says a pasuk in Shemais, "Pakad pakati aschem," that I will remember you again to redeem the Jewish people from Egypt. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. But Yehuda, he argues, says, "No, any kizachrenis, the pesukim of pakadin are not like kizachrenis." Has to mention zikaron. Now, the Gemara asks Rabbi Yosi, "Now, nehi nami debekdainis erik kizachrenis." You're right. Even if you'll say that the term pakadin essentially means remembering, and therefore will be the same category as the current, but Vashem Pokad Asar Pekadin the Yacharu, that pasuk that he says as an example is regarding an individual of Sarah, and we said that you don't mention Pesukim of an individual. So that the Gemara answers that Kivin Dasi Rab Mine, since the public, meaning the whole Jewish people, came from her, in other words, from that remembrance, which was for her to have a child, so Karam Dami, that pasuk essentially is like that of the Rabbim, because that's exactly a reference to the entirety of the Jewish people. Now the Gemara quotes the following pasuk in Tehillim that then will elaborate a machlekes regarding how many references it has to the pesukim that have to be said. Su'ush ar mersheichem, that lift up your heads, O gates, v'hinasu pischa'ilim, and elevate your openings, your everlasting openings, v'yavim melech ha'kavod, and let the King of Glory come in. Mize melech ha'kavod, who is the King of Glory? Hashem izvuz v'gimur, it's Hashem, the mighty and the strong one, Hashem gibur mochama, Hashem who is mighty in war. Su'ush ar mersheichem, lift up your heads, O gates, su'u pischa'ilim, and lift up your everlasting entrances, v'yavim melech ha'kavod, and let the King of Glory come in. Mihu ze melech ha'kavod, who is the King of Glory? Hashem Tzavakis, Hashem the Lord of Hosts, who melech ha'kavod tzela, he's the King of Honor that forever. Now, and that the Gemara brings machloikis. Rishayna, the first pasuk, Shtaim has two references. Shniya Shalish, the second one, the second pasuk has three references. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So altogether, according to Rabbi Yosi, having five references for Melucha that I mentioned there. Behudah, he argues, it says, no, Rishayna has only one. And Shnei Yishtam, the second one, only has two. And that's because the term Mihu Zeh Melech HaKavod, he doesn't count. And therefore, you're missing from each one, one. So according to me, you only have three references, not five. A similar machlekes. Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Zamru Elikim Zameru, sing to our God, sing. Zamru L'makenu Zameru, sing to our King, sing. Ki Melech Kala Aretz Elikim, because the King of all the land is God. So that's Shtaim, that's two references. The Rabbi Yisi, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. Behudah, he argues, says, Achaz only has one reference, because the term Zamru L'Malkeinu, or Behudah, doesn't count, because it's only kinging Hashem over one nation. That's not enough for Hashem's Malchus, which is over the entire world. V'shavan, however, they both agree over there in the Pasuk, where it says, B'malach Elikim Al-Gayim, regarding this, it says that Hashem has ruled over the nations, Elikim Yashav HaKisakach, Hashem sits on His holy throne, Shehi Achaz, which that's actually only referenced to one kingship, because they both agree that you don't count Yashav HaKisakach as a term of Malchus. Another Machlekes. Zikaron Sheyesh B'Trua, a term of remembrance, which Ocha mentions that of Trua, which generally means of that of Shefer, again, for example, the Pasuk in the Yikra, that says Shabbosin arresting, Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh, remembrances of Trua, of the blowing, holy convocation. Now, regarding that Pasuk, for example, which has Zichron, Zikaron, and Trua, so Aimrim Zichron, so you can say that Pasuk together with the 10 Pesukim you have to have of Zichron. And by Aimrim Shefaris, you could also say it with the Pesukim of Shefaris, Divrei B'Yosi, because it mentions both Zikaron and Shefer. Behuda Aimer, he argues, he says, no, you can only mention that pasuk with the psukim of Zichreinus, and that's because he holds that the term Trua doesn't mean Shefer unless it mentions the term Shefer with the term of Trua. Then it means Shefer, but if it doesn't say the term Shefer, you can't count Trua as Shefaris. A similar machlekes. Malchus Shiyashim Truma. If it says the term Malchus with the term of Trua, for example, the pasuk in the Midbar, it says, Hashem Elikav Imoy, Hashem is God, it is with him. Usruas melech bay, and which is generally translated as the friendship of his king is with him, but also it's the term of trua. So on that, oimrim ha-malchis, you can say with malchis because it mentions melech, but oimrim shafaris, you can mention with shafaris because it mentions trua, the Rabbi Yosi. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer says, no. Eino oimrim elam ha-malchis bebat, you can only mention with kingship again because although it mentions trua, it doesn't say the term shafar with it. Similarly, trua she'inim ha-leiklum, where if it only mentions the term trua with nothing else, for example, a pasuk in Midbar that says Yom Trua Yilachem, a day of Trua should be for you. So Aimer Meshefaris, the Rabbi Yisrael says you could say with the pesukim of Shefaris because it says Trua. Behuda Aimer Eina Aimer Kalek, you can't say with any because it only mentions Trua, and Trua is not Shefer because it doesn't mention the term of Shefer with the term of Trua. Now Mishnah said that regarding these 10 pesukim, you say by Malchus Zochrein Shefaris. So Maskel B'Tur, you begin with pesukim from the Chumash, Umashal Manavi, and you conclude with pesukim in the Navi, which you have the Ksuvim in between, because you have to have from Torah, Navim, and Ksuvim. Rabbi Yisemer, he said in our Mishnah, Im Hishlam HaTorah Yatzah, if you concluded with the Pesukim of the Torah and not with Navi, you have fulfilled your Chiyuv. Now, the Gemara asks, what it sounds like is Im Hishlam, that if you conclude with Torah, fine, Diyavet in like a Tchilalai, that after the fact, fine, we'll let it, but initially we don't want it to be like that. But that the Gemara asks, but then we'll end up right, Rabbi Yisemer, he says, Hamashlam HaTorah actually harizim Meshubach. If you conclude the Pesukim of the Torah, you're actually more praiseworthy. So how could he say that if you do the Yoytza? So the Gemara says, you're right, ema mashlim. Say, not im hishlim, but mashlim, that you should conclude with the psukim of the Torah. But the Gemara asks, how can you say that? But that's not the words of our Mishnah. Mishnah says, if he concludes, which means diyevad in likat chalai, only after the fact it's good, but initially not. So that's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, no, hachikam. This is what our Mishnah was saying. The Tanakhama said, maskul b'Torah mashlim anavi. You begin with psukim of Torah and you conclude with the pasuk of a navi. As he says in the Brisa. Now, although he says ve'im, which sounds like only after the fact, that's other words. That's ve'im hishlim b'navi yatze. He says, and if you did like the Tanna Kamma to conclude with navi, then fine, you have fulfilled it. But to the contrary, l'ketchila, you should conclude with psukim of a Torah. As the Gemara said, tanam ha'ach, similar in the Brisa. Amr b'loza b'rebi'esi. V'sikin hoyim hashlim in the Torah, those who were dedicated and diligent in mitzvahs, they would conclude the 10 psukim with that of Torah. Where ultimately what that means is that you have 4 psukim from the Torah, because you start off in the beginning with Torah, which are 3 psukim, and you have 3 of Nevi'im and 3 of Ksuvim, and then you conclude with that one pasuk of Torah at the end, that's how you get the number 10. Now the Gemara asks on this, that according to Rabbi Yosi, you're going to be ending with the pasuk of Torah, which means that you have to have 4 psukim of that, what we're mentioning in each one, of Malchus, Zechenes, and Shaifas. So the Gemara asks, Bishlem Zechrinus v'Shaifres. I could understand that you'll have 4 references from the Torah for Zechrinus and Shaifres, because in Ketuvah there's many references to Zecharin and Shaifer. And therefore you could have 3 psukim of Torah in the beginning and 1 at the end. But El Malchus, regarding to having 4 psukim of the Torah of Malchus, Talas would have, if you counted, there's only going to be 3. So according to the other opinions, that you're going to have ending with a pasuk and Navi, so that makes sense, because you start off with 3 in Torah, and that's all you need. But according to Rabbi Yosi, that you need 4 because you have to end off with a pasuk of Torah too. You don't have that. As we find, the first one is a pasuk in Bamidbar, which says Hashem alekavei moi. Hashem is God. His God is with him. Usruas melech boy, and the friendship of the king is with him. So you see one reference of kingship. Second one is a pasuk in Devarim that says Vayhi bishurin melech. There will be in Yeshurun, which is a reference to the Jewish people, a melech, a king, which is a reference to Hashem. And the third one is a pasuk in Shemayis that says Hashem yimlech leilam vad. Hashem will rule forever. Now the problem is there's only 3. Vanan be'inon Esther, and we need to have 10 psukim, as we said. Now, we need that 4 of them should be from the Torah, as Rabbi Yosi said, that you have to be mashlim b'Torah. V'lekan, you don't have, you only have 3, not 4. So that I'm Rav Huna says, Tashma, coming here from a Brice that will show that there are other psukim, although it doesn't say explicitly the term melucha, it's a reference to Hashem's kingship. Especially according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, who we're trying to resolve, that he's the one that says you have to end off with Torah, and it's only his opinion that you have to have 4. As the pasuk says in the Devarim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekein, Hashem Echad. Hero Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. Malchus, that's a reference to Hashem's kingship, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi has another pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Malchus, he says, it's not Malchus. And that's okay, it doesn't go like Rabbi Yosi. You don't have to have 4 pasukim of Torah. Similarly, a pasuk in Devarim that says, V'yadata Hayyim, you should know today, V'ashavayis Elvecha, you should return this to your heart, K'Hashem Hu Elekim, Hashem is the God. Einoi, there's nothing else besides Hashem. That's again a reference to Malchus. That's Hashem's kingship, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. He says, no, that's not a reference to Hashem's kingship. And again, similarly, a third pasuk. So we have more than we need for the 4 psukim. Where there's a pasuk in Devarim that says, Atah Haresul Das, you have shown to know this, Kashem Hu Elikim, because Hashem is the God. Einam Ovad, there's none besides him. Again, Malchus is a reference to Hashem's kingship. To Rabbi Yosi, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Yehuda, Einam Malchus is not a reference to Malchus, as to Melech. But however, we have resolved the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, where you could have 4 psukim in the Torah of Chumash for the Pesukim of Malchus, where you have 3 in the beginning and 1 at the end, according to Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnahs, regarding the Seder of the Tefillah and Shefer that we have in Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah tells us, Ho'ever lefnei ha'teva b'yamtav shal Rosh Hashanah. Somebody goes to daven for the Amid on the Yamtav Rosh Hashanah. So Hasheni, the second person that's going to daven, in other words, you have the Baal Shachris, and then the one who's going to daven Musaf, he's Maskia. He's the one, that's when you blow the Shefer. Ubashasa Ha'ol, however, on a different Yom Tov, when you say Ha'ol, it's Harishon Makris Ha'ol, it's the Baal Shachris, he's the one that says the Ha'ol. You say it earlier. Now, the Gemara asks, what's Pshat? Maishno Sheni Matke, why is it that the second one, later in the davening, the Baal Musaf, that he's the one, and during his time, when he's davening, that's when they blow the Shefer. So the Gemara answers, Mishum, because the pasuk of Mishle, it says, Berev Am, with the multitude of the people, which is by Musaf time, when everyone's there, Hadras Melch, that's the glory for the king, it's a more opportune time to do something that's a glory for Hashem, to blow the Shefer. Then the Gemara asks, if that's the Pshat, Ihachi Hil, Ha'ol, so regarding Ha'ol, Nami Neime B'Sheni, you should also say Ha'ol later on in the avenue with the Baal Musaf, Mishum de Berev Am, Hadras Melch, it's the same idea. You should glorify Hashem when everyone's there by Musaf. So Elamaishna Hal de Berishin. Then so what would be the reason why Hal is said earlier on in davening with the Baal Shachas? This reason Magdim LaMitzvah is because that who is diligent, he wants to get the mitzvahs as early as possible. So he quickly jumped to do Hal when we're still by the Shachar's time. But then the question is, Taki Nami Navid Berishin, from this reason Magdim LaMitzvah, so Shaper shouldn't be any different. Why do we do it by Musaf time? We should also try to do it as quickly as possible, which is by the Shachar's time. So the Gemara said, Omer B'yechen, and you're right. Usually it's reason Magdim LaMitzvah. The reason why we don't do Shafer by the time of the Shachar is because B'shas Gzeres HaMalchoshon, they taught this halacha during a time when the ruling powers over the Jewish people had made a decree that the enemies made a decree that the Jews are not allowed to blow the shofar. Now, they anticipated and waited for all the 6 hours of the Zman of Shachar to say the Jewish people daven in the morning. We know for 6 hours, and we're going to wait. And they didn't hear it because they pushed it off till Musaf time, which could be done afterwards. And that's why they did it, because the non-Jews didn't let them do it. That's why they did it by Musaf time. But you're right, generally, the reason Magdim LaMitzvah is we would do it like we do at Hal with the Baal Shachar. Now, the Gemara asked a question regarding what we just said. Midukama, from the fact that we say in our Mishnah that Bishas Hal, at a time when we say Hal, oh, that's done with Shachar, is unlike Shafer. Now, the term Bishas Hal sounds like that Mechlal de Berish Hashan, however, that sounds like, but in, at a time when you say Hal, but on Rosh Hashanah itself, Leka Hal, that means say that you don't say Hal. It's only at a different time when you do say Hal, that's with Shachar. So the Gemara is my time, why don't we say Hal on Rosh Hashanah? It's a Yom Tov, like all of the Yom Tovim, that we should say Hal. So that Amar Vavohu, he says as follows. He says, Amru Malachi Asharos Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ministering angel said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, why is it that the Jewish people do not sing your song, meaning to say Hal, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So Hashem says to the Malachim, he says, Efshu Melech Yeshiva Kisidin, is it possible that the king is sitting on his throne of judgment? And you have the book of life and the book of death open in front of him. And the Jewish people should sing song? It's a time of Eima, Yira, and Fachad. It's fear and awe. You can't say Shir, which requires Simcha Shlema. And that's why we don't say Hal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on the halachas of Tekiyah Shafer. So the Mishnah tells us that Shafer Shal Rosh Hashanah, regarding the halachas of hearing the Shafer Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mavirin Olav HaSatchum, we now let it go beyond the Tchum of Shabbos to go ahead and hear the Tekiyah Shafer, which is halacha that one is not allowed to go beyond 2,000 Amos. Now, similarly, we have many different Isur Rabbanan that the Mishnah mentions that we can't even do to hear even the Mitzvah Dereis of Tekiyah Shafer, which is Ve'ei Mefakhin Olav HaSagal. You can't move over a pile of rubble, which is Muktzah, to get to the Shafer. Lo'i Olam Be'ilin, you can't climb up a tree, which is another Rabbinic, to go ahead and get the Shafer. Ve'lo'i Rechvan Agav Behem, you can't ride on top of an animal. Ve'lo'i Shatam Le'amayim, you can't swim on the water. Meaning all these things are ploys to get the Shafer, to go hear the Shafer. Ve'in Chaitchen, I say, similarly, we're not allowed to cut the Shafer, which the Gemara is going to explain. Be'in Medavah Shum Mishvus, whether it's an act that requires an Isid Rabbanah to do that, whether it requires a negative prohibition to do that, you're not allowed to do it to go get the shofar to be able to blow Rosh Hashanah. However, if you want to put into the shofar water or wine, which does make it have a clearer sound, you're allowed to put that into it. That's not considered mesakan mana, as if you're fixing the shofar, which is forbidden to do on a Yom Tov, because here any sound that really comes out of the shofar is valid, and therefore that's not an isser to be done in Rosh Hashanah. Now the Mishnah concludes, we don't have to stop the children from blowing the shofar Rosh Hashanah, but we do involve ourselves with the children until they learn how to properly blow it, because it's one of the obligations of a parent to be mechanech their children with all the mitzvahs, which would include tekiyah shofar. Now, related to this term of misasik, if a misasik lo yatzah, someone that's he's distracted, meaning to say that he's not fully engaged in fulfilling this mitzvah, he just happens to be doing it, that will not fulfill his chiv. You have to have kavana when you're doing the mitzvah. And even someone that hears someone that's just blowing and he doesn't realize what he's doing, and it's like, wait, that's tekiyah shofar. Lo yatzah has also not fulfilled his chiv. It has to be that the one who's blowing is doing a ma'aseh mitzvah of having intention to blow it, not just being distracted and just happening to blow those blows that are necessary in Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara is my time. What's the reason for the halacha of our Mishnah that doesn't allow us to transgress these isurim to be able to go get the shofar to blow it in Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara answers, because shofar asehu, the mitzvah of shofar is a positive commandment. Now v'yamtiv, doing a malacha on yamtiv is aseh v'lois aseh. It's a positive commandment not to do, which is, it says Shabbosin, and it's also a negative prohibition to do a malacha. Now, the ein ase deicha es leisa seva ase, although an ase, a positive commandment, let's say that of Shefa, would be deicha, a negative prohibition, but Yom Tov has a negative prohibition and a positive commandment not to do malacha. And therefore, an ase is not deicha leisa seva ase. Now, our Mishnah said that loy oilim be'ilon, you know, go on a tree, v'loy richem v'ga behemi, you can't ride an animal, chulu, etc. It says all these rabbinics that you're not allowed to even transgress them to go ahead and get the Shefa. Now, the Gemara asks, hashta d'rabbanan. Now, if regarding an issa d'rabbanan, which means to say, let's say the issa of tchumen, or let's say moving away the muktza of the pile of rubble, where that's not even a rabbinic that could lead to a deraisa. It's just rabbanan made exer for the reason it is, but when you're doing this d'rabbanan, you can't come to an issa deraisa. And still, amr lai, still we said that that issa d'rabbanan will not allow us to go ahead and to fulfill the mitzvah saseh of shefer. So deraisa, so regarding these other rabbinics, which is, let's say, riding on an animal, where that issa d'rabbanan is not just an issa d'rabbanan, that could very easily lead to a deraisa, which the whole decree was that when you're riding the animal, you might come to rip off a branch and to hit the animal, and that actually might be, what could lead to a deraisa. Similarly, going on a tree, which is the same idea, you might come to tear off, which is deraisa. So meboya, would we have to say it? In other words, why do we first say issa d'rabbanan you can't do, which can't even lead to deraisa, to go do a shayfa. And then we go ahead and say, more stringent isur d'rabbanan that could lead deraisa, that you can't do. Of course not. If you can't do an isur d'rabbanan, which is not even possibility of getting to deraisa, for sure you can't do an isur d'rabbanan that could lead to a deraisa. So that the Gemara answers, zu ve'in tzarech le'mezu ketanit, which the Gemara prefers not answering these type of answers, but when there's no alternative, it says that, you're right, it first says something, and it says something even more obvious, and I don't even have to tell you this, meaning, not only is this drabban awesome, but for sure that other drabban is awesome. Now, Gemara continues on top of Lama Gimel and Alf with a similar type of question. Now, our Mishnah said that if you're coming to fix the shayfer, it says, v'ein chayt chanoi, so you're not allowed to cut the shayfer, bein b'davishu mishum shvus, whether it's something that's only going to be an issa drabban, for example, let's say a type of utensil, a vessel, that it's not the norm to cut a shayfer with, where that tikkun would be what's called kalach yad. It would be considered an indirect way of fixing it, which is only an issur d'rabbanan. Ubeim b'davashu mishum leisa say, or whether it's something that's a negative prohibition in the Torah, either one you can't do on Rosh Hashanah to be able to access the shayfer. Now, Matt Digmar explains what would that be, an issur d'rabbanan of cutting it, and what would be deraisa. So mishum shvus, a rabbinic of cutting it would be magle, if he did it with a sickle, where since that's not the normal way of cutting it, that would only be an issur d'rabbanan. A loisa say a negative prohibition of cutting it would be sakina with a knife, which that's the normative way of doing it, and that would be considered a full-fledged malacha. Now the Gemara asks, similar to the question that had asked on the previous daf, hashda mishum shvus amr loy, where we said not only did we say that an isra d'rabbanan that kalid d'raisa is asr, but we said even a regular isra d'rabbanan is going to be asr to go ahead and access the shayfer. So loisa say miboy, do we have to tell you that you can't transgress a negative prohibition, a biblical commandment to go ahead, meaning to cut in a normal way, to go ahead and get the shayfer? I think my answer is, as I had answered regarding the previous question, the method, the format of the Mishnah was saying, this is us, and I don't have to tell you this is us, so it's along that transition of saying that, look, a regular drabban is us. Now, I for sure don't have to tell you that a rabban that can lead to a deraisa, and for sure I don't have to tell you isra deraisa, for sure you can't do. Again, all these things are forbidden because although shefer is a mitzvah saseh, but the primary commandment of the mitzvah of Yom Tov is aseh and lois aseh, and aseh cannot be deicha, a lois aseh baseh, and therefore we didn't even allow you to do isra rabban, and even the isra rabban that can't even lead to a deraisa.